These days, there are computer programs to help people do just about anything, from studying a language to looking for a job. There are even apps for praying. The Vatican recently released its latest version of the prayer app, Click to Pray. Roman Catholic Church leaders said they hope Click to Pray 2.0 will give people an improved praying experience in a fast online world. Earlier this month, seven Catholic officials held a news conference to demonstrate Click to Pray 2.0. It is the first major update of the app since the launch of Click to Pray in 2016. At the conference, the officials presented to reporters a video showing the app's new functions. One is a personal prayer planner. It lets users plan their prayer time for each day. And then a reminder function tells them to stop, take a break from the rest of the world, and pray. Praying is not a waste of time as we sometimes think, said Father Frederick Fornos. He recently spoke with Reuters news agency about the app. He also shared his ideas on the importance of prayer. Prayer, he said, is like the seed in the darkness of the earth, which will show its fruit in its own good time. The prayer app is available in 6 Western languages and Chinese. It gives users issues to pray about. This lets users pray together with Pope Francis, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. For example, users could pray for peace in one part of the world using the app. The app also offers a school of prayer. It gives support to those people who are finding it hard to get started. The school of prayer can also help people form prayer groups around the world. An Italian priest in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City praised the new app. Father Cosimo Scena said the app is especially good for people who have strayed. These are people who have left the church for some time and may find it difficult to return. It is an extraordinary thing, the cleric told Reuters, because it allows you to reach people that you don't physically meet. It becomes a bridge to reach those hearts that sometimes have strayed from God. Officials said they know that the app might not be right for everyone. It is also important to note, they said, that this app is not a substitute for traditional prayer. The secretary of the Vatican's communications department is Monsignor Lucio Ruiz. He said it is not meant to invalidate the other places or ways to pray. It is one more way to reach people who want or need a new way. Under Pope Francis, the Roman Catholic Church has increased its presence on social media. The prayer app is another way the church is using technology to reach people. I'm Ana Mateo.